continuation to what we spoke about last week, you know, to understand the shift that has happened, you know, at Lag BaOmer, you know, how the nature of these upcoming, you know, the days of the Omers since Lag BaOmer, straight till Shavuos era, are of a different nature of the first 32 days. And how the whole, you know, these are two parts of a formula, two parts of a process that is necessary when you come to anything that has to do with Torah. Something to take note of, that from the day after Lag BaOmer and onwards, you will, every single day has either a Yesod or Malchus to it, right? You know, the day following Lag BaOmer is Yesod Shebahod, right? And then, you know, then it's Malchus Shebahod. And then we start counting in the weeks of Yesod and Malchus per se. And these two latter midas are different than the first five that precede them, in a sense that the first five that precede them, each midah is a particular midah, right? Whereas these last two midas are klalim, not pratim. And there's alluded to in the pasuk that speaks out these midas. L'cha Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gvura, gedula is chesed. Gvura v'ha-tiferes v'ha-netzach v'ha-hod. Then, ki kol ba-shamayim v'ha-aretz, everything. And then, l'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha, gets its own, malchus gets its own pasuk. Right? And it has to do with what Chazal tell us, you know, ki kol ba-shamayim v'ha-aretz, l'cha Hashem ha-mamlocha. That Chazal talk about that pattern as far in the human being as kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. Everything that you do, there should be a unifying thread in all the different things that you do. It should all be l'shem shamayim in connection to that Mishnah and Avos. The Rambam brings another, in his Pirush HaMishnah, it's on the Mishnah and Avos, brings another famous Chazal, and he says, it's talking about the same thing. What the Pasuk says, B'chol drachecha da'ehu. B'chol drachecha da'ehu. Be connected to Hashem in everything that you do. Afil l'dvar avera. You know, that even sometimes when you fail, turn those, you know, that should be a yerida, l'tzorech aliyah, that should be somehow, something, you know, the Rambam says it's not literally a dvar avera. It says, you know, so you did, you know, a little bit of bittul zman, but you needed it, you know, to get out of your low mood, you know, so you could reinvigorate yourself. That's what it means, afil dvar avera. But it's a whole, there's an idea of a unifying power of pulling all your midas together, and then there's a unifying focus. And that's the midas of Yesod and Malchus, of pulling all the midas together, and it's all at the single target of Malchus Shemayim. And so this already tells you that from after Lag BaOmer, we're not working in details anymore. We're now working in klalim, right? In encompassing principles, whether it's the power to pull all the midas together, whether it's the unified goal, the singular goal, everything is focused at. So now, to first show and demonstrate that that is the difference between, you know, academically, what we have from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that did not survive, as opposed to the five, the Chamisha, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Shebadorom, right, that these are, from them, Rabbi Akiva rebuilt Torah. What did these five Talmidim do? They wrote books. They compiled, right? And the Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir, and the Stam Tosefta's Rabbi Nechemiah, and all these five Rabbeinu Shebadorom gave us the Torah Shebaal Peh, as we know it. They created the books of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? They compiled. They did the work of composition, of pulling things together. And this is, in a way, not in a way, it's the polar opposite of what the other Talmidim that died out until Lag BaOmer were, you know, there everyone was, they were lo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. It says each one was concerned with his individual achievement. Right? And everyone was interested, him and his chavrusa, you know, in their way of learning. Then come these five Talmidim, and they make compilations. They pull these things together in books, and they formulated the Torah Shebaal Peh as it endures until this day. And by the way, this is the whole inyan of the base medrash of Rabbi Akiva, that the Ari HaKadosh says about Rabbi Akiva, he is the shorish of Torah Shebaal Peh. That means that he is the one that, you know, formulated it in a manner that was lasting. Until Rabbi Akiva came, it was, you know, floating. It was Perushim built around Chumash, Right? And then Rabbi Akiva came, and his Beis Medrash, they were working, right, to pull it all together. And that's the pshat. You know, the Gemara says in Menachos that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Akiva. And he said, Yesh ha'odam kazeh v'ata nosein Torah al yoda. You got a guy like Rabbi Akiva, and you're giving Torah through me? Moshe Rabbeinu thought it would have been more apropos to give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva. And the reason is because, Gemara Menachos, right? Because Rabbi Akiva was the one that gave us a connection to the Torah. And that's why the Yemea Omer are keneged Rabbi Akiva. Right? The function of the Yemea Omer that lead into Matan Torah is that we're working ourselves that when Torah comes, we should be refined enough to be able to incorporate it. If we're unrefined, it'll be lost on us. We won't have a connection to it. Right? Rabbi Akiva gives, so Moshe Rabbeinu, Akosho says, Shtok kachal b'machshava, I have decreed that Torah is given through you, but Rabbi Akiva remains the one that gives us the connection. So now, in the connection to Torah, there is a process that's inescapable. The Gemara says, Afilo ki yedabru oivin bashar, Afilo av ubno, varav v'talmido, kishaoskim batorah nasim oivim ze loze. Inescapable process, natural law. There's even a father and son, or Rebbe and Talmud, when they learn together, they become enemies. They argue, right? They don't get, you know, and we have to understand why. They argue, right? But enam zazim misham achinasim oavim zazim. But further down the line, you know, if they follow through till the end, they actually become very close. And this is like a inevitable process. There's first the machloikas, right? And then there's the convergence, machlokas, the split, and then the convergence, you know, that in relationships that they become ovim zelza, and in learning also, in the intellectual process of learning, when, you know, there is initially the machlokas of raising all the possibilities and all different opinions, and then you have the compilation, right, of pulling all the, you know, everything that's correct, you know, pulling it together in a book, and in that act of compilation, in that also lays the psak halacha of how to proceed, right? How the art of pulling all the different aspects together and come to a approach forward is part of the compilation, right? So in the days of the Omer, right, where we're preparing for Matan Torah, the first 32 days, right, there was machlokas, lo nagu kavod zelze, right, but that's muchrach, because that's called kavod haTorah. It is the greatness of the Torah, right? That the Torah is not monolithic. It's not monochromatic, right? If Torah is the blueprint for reality, right? And reality is a diversified reality, full of different shapes and colors and possibilities, that all starts with the Torah. And it's the glory of the Torah that it, you know, breaks up to so many possibilities. Interesting enough, Rabbi Akiva, it says, Mishnah in Saita, Mishemes Rabbi Akiva, bottle, covered atira. Right, when Akiva died, covered atira's bottle. Says Rashi, what's covered atira? The pilpul, Rabbi Akiva with his pilpul, raising the possibilities, making these kind. Pilpul is called covered atira. Right, the first 32 days of the Omer, there was, is, we said, we spoke about last week, 32 is gematria covered. They were working on Kavod HaTorah. Problem is that everyone was too much into his own Kavod HaTorah, right? His opinion and pushing his, losing sight of how the other guy is also necessary. Ben, so why not Kosh take them to task for this during the days of the Omer? No, because there's tremendous pushback, right? Because the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva was working to do, you know, the work of generations. So there was pushback from the Sitra Achra and or Kitrugim. You know what it was like? Like Matan Torah itself. Matan Torah itself, there was pushback, right? What was the pushback? The Satan came and was able to entice us into doing the Chet HaEgel, which caused the Shviras Haluchas, right? When a very big tikkun is being made, there's pushback, you know, and it's a time when a big tikkun is being made, so you're audited, whether you're really worthy, right? So because they're working on Kavod HaTorah, so they were taken to test the Shalom Nogu covered Zelzeh. What about that guy's covered Torah? He's also part of the process. Each one was too engaged in his piece, his contribution. But all that's called covered Torah. The Torah could break up into so many possibilities. That's the glory of Torah. But after Lag BaOmer, we come to the second half of the problem. Nasim Oavim Zelzeh. It's not only that these Rabbeinu Shebedorim work together, work there, but also the tzura of their learning was not of one of generating possibilities only. They were working on compiling and pulling things together. And that's also something that's vital for Kabbalah Satorah, not just because that's part of the process, but the idea that Torah has this aspect of togetherness, nasim o'avim zelazeh, right? That is necessary to be Mekabel Torah, because ask a following question. The Avos, they kept the whole Torah before it was given, right? So now we know, Godol Mitzvah V'Oseh Mimisha Eino Mitzvah V'Oseh. Why did God withhold the goodness of the Tzivui of the Torah from the Avos? The Avos would have loved to have the Torah, and they kept it voluntarily. So give the Torah to the Avos, because Godol Mitzvah V'Oseh. So my Rebbe Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zecher Karshen Vrachas, answered and said, because you can't give the Torah to an individual. You can't make a bris olam, an eternal covenant, with an individual that's here today and gone tomorrow. Torah's a bris olam. Only a nation is a big enough vessel to hold an infinite Torah. Because a nation is not just a conglomerate of people that happen to be alive. A nation, once you reach nationhood, it includes all the generations that were and all the generations that will be. You know, it's an entity that is timeless. So you can make a bris olam, and you can give an infinite Torah to a nation. You can't give it to individuals. So coalescing is a very necessary step to make us into the kli that could hold the Torah. And that's the process that we start feeling after Lag BaOmer. Now we're in Klolim. Now we start, you know, it's the second half of the process of Nasim O'avim Zelazeh. Now we start, you know, pulling together from amongst the many things that, the Memches Dvarim Shatar Niknes Behem, right? The Maharal says this word. One of the Memches Dvarim Shatar Niknes Behem is Nose Ba'olim Chavero. His problem is my problem. My problem is his problem, right? We carry our problems together. Why? Right? Because, so the Maharal says, because Torah belongs to a nation. If you're missing the meat of Nose Ba'olim Chavero, there's no nation. Nationhood is that we're in it together. So your problem is my problem also, and that we can't be the kli that's big enough to hold Torah until we become an am that spans all the generations. Besides what Chazal say in the halacha, that achatas tzibur, agib b'chatas tzibur, shemesu ba'aleha, she'ein tzibur mason. A public doesn't die, because the tzibur includes all generations that will be also. So achatas tzibur. Right? There's no such thing as, you can't call it Chata Shemesa Baaleh, even that whole generation passed on, because Tzibur includes all the generations. Right? And that's the Inyan, that from the day after Lag BaOmer and onwards, right, we're in Klolim. We're in the whole, you know, the second phase of Nasim O'avim Zelzeh. We begin to feel our nationhood emerging. So the next major landmark coming up is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar, it's Lashon Yochid. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's when the process that begins immediately following Lag BaOmer comes to another landmark, that we're like one person with one heart, right? That's, you know, that's when we're coming together, right? And we start feeling our nationhood, and it's all because Keneged Ahar, where you are all facing Har Sinai, we are all united in purpose. And with this, you have to understand, you know, so it's so very peculiar about the Jewish people, right? We die for each other, but we can't get along. Right? Right? 3,000 years worth of history to prove that. Right? True. Right? Now ask yourself another thing. Right? They just came out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to make a nation. Right? We're trying to make a nation, fresh nation. So now, for all the years they were in Mitzrayim, how many it was, 210 or longer, right? No one cared whether you're from Reuven, Shimon, or Levi. No one cared. You're all equally slaves. You're all in the bruch together. We come out of Mitzrayim, right? And tribalism is actively revived in the Seder Masos, and then in the Chaluk of Eretz Yisrael, encouraging tribalism when you're trying to make a nation, because that's the special nature of the Jewish people, which reflects the special nature of the Torah. First machloikas, because that's glory. That one nation, which is the nation of Torah, reflects the Torah. That's the Torah of many possibilities. That's glorious. That's Kavod HaTorah. That's the Kavod of Am Yisrael, that there's 12 Shvatim. And the Ari says, Keneged Torah, there are 12 Nuschos of Tefillah. And it says that Ashkenaz is the remnants of Nusach Binyamin. and Svar are the remnants of Nusach Yehuda. That's what it says in Kisvei Ari. That's godless. That's greatness. That our Karshku could be that, you know, that the Am HaTorah reflects its Torah, that it's a Torah of multiple possibilities. And that means the unity between us is a much higher unity, because regular national unity is because you have people who are all like-minded sharing the same land mass, right? Right? And that's not, hasn't been true about us for 2,000 years. Not like-minded, not all living in the same place. Mefuzer Mefora. Right? And still one nation. Because it's as Rav Sadia Gaon says, Ein Amenu Uma Ela B'Torasso. What is our national fiber is our Torah. It's the Torah that binds us together. And it's the glory of the Torah, that it's a Torah of multiple possibilities. It's called Kavod HaTorah. And that's the first 32 days of the Omer. And then there's V'nasim Ovida, that this same Torah gives you achdus from a makor ruchani. It's not gashmi. There's no social way to explain the Jewish unity. Like I said, we'll die for each other like no other nation is willing to. We're so dedicated to each other like no other nation, and yet we can't get along. Right? And so that's what I've written about, because our achdus is not from like-mindedness and being on the same land mass at the same time. Our achdus comes mikoch the Torah itself. Right? And that's the breakthrough. We start feeling after Lag BaOmer, right? We start feeling the on the inside track, right? The Koach HaKlali of Torah is awakened, and the Talmid of Rabbi Akiva of that part of the of that segment are the ones that make chiburim, make compositions. You know that is the power that's being nisoirer now. So just one more word about Lag BaOmer. Why Lag BaOmer is the turning point, right? Because Lag BaOmer seemingly is still in Pratim. It's Hod Shebehod, right? But it's the finality of the, when you reach the very, very nth degree of the Pratim, you automatically break through to the Klal, right? When you really think about what is my role as an individual, you know who contemplates this? Interestingly enough, Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop in his monumental Hakdama to Ashari Yosher, which there's over there fingerprints that he was Isaac in Kabbalah, because these issues that we're talking about are alluded to over there. He says, you know, he talks about, is there a conflict between my self-actualization and serving the Klal? Right? Seemingly it's a conflict. You know, me first and developing myself, or working for the Klal. And he says, you know what? On the superficial level, there's a conflict. When you reach the depth of it, you have to ask yourself, what is me? How do you define me? Right? If every entity lives in a vacuum, so every other entity is a threat to it. Right? But what if reality is an integrated machine, right? Reality is like one massive integrated machine, right? And every entity is another cog in this massive machine, right? When you come to that realization, there's no steerer between the avoda of self-actualization and serving the Klal, because I am the Klal, and the Klal is me. Each one of us is a cog of a massive, massive system. Right? So the conflict disappears, and that's the realization that you had on Lag BaOmer, where the power of the reaching the finality of developing, a person reaches the highest point of self-actualization. He realizes there's more to it than just himself. The I is part of a much larger system, and that's the secret of what it says. You know that Rabbi Amar Rabbi Kiva V'Atorecha Kamocha Zel Klal Gadol B'Torah. Ben Azai says, Ze Sefer Tolos Odom, Klal Gadol Mizeh. That there's a Sefer Tolos Odom, right? That all the generations together, we're all in one book together. We're all part of one system. Besides what the Mishnah says in Sefer Sipor, Bora Olomo, B'Sefer, V'Sefer, V'Sipor, the world itself is like a big book. Ze Sefer Tolos Odom, Klal Gadol Mizeh. You realize everyone's just part of one system. And that's the breakthrough on Lagba. When you reach the finality of actualizing yourself, Adasof, you realize that there's something bigger than you. And that's the threshold of Lag BaOmer, where the idea of self-actualization meets the Avoras HaKlal.
Yisborach, Vishnabach, Vispar, Visroman, Visnase, Visador, Visalev, Visalosh, made a Kupcha, Brifu,
Leila Makal Bechasa Bishirasa, Tishbachasa Benechamasa, Dan Rambam Bavim Ruame, Israel Rabbanon Valtamideo, Valkol Dabne Samideo, Valkol Manaskin Boy Raisa, Divasa, then Yukhasar Vasar. Yehe lo lecham shalom rabba, chinu v'chizda v'rachamin, v'chayin arichin zonah v'rkei, u'bekon gar mu'ishmaya v'ara v'imru amein. Yehe shalom rabba min shamaya, v'chayim aleinu v'alkal Yisrael v'imru amein. Ose shalom rabba, v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'alkal Yisrael v'imru amein.